This section details how to check out an OnOffice file. If the file you are going to edit online is not Word, PowerPoint, or Excel, then this section pertains to you. This section also applies to a Word, PowerPoint, or Excel file you will download and edit offline, as in the cabin in the woods scenario we talked about at the end of the previous section. It is true that you can use all of the same methods you use to check out Office files, but we must warn you, SharePoint is very inconsistent on how it handles different types of non-Office files this way. Rather than present a confusing list of differences and exceptions, we are going to show you one procedure that works the same way for all types of files. Here is an overview of how it works. First, you use the checkout feature to check out the file. As you remember from the previous section, this feature locks the file but does not open the document. Then, if a message appears, respond to it. Finally, you download a copy for you to edit locally on your computer. That's all there is to it. By the way, although we usually recommend you select features from the edit control block, you might find this procedure is a little quicker, because of the download, if you use the toolbar. Here are the steps. In the SharePoint library, highlight the document you want to edit. In its first column, click the checkbox. This selects the file. Also, the Documents tab opens in the ribbon. Near the middle of the toolbar, click the Checkout button. With most files, a message appears. Here are two of the most common types. In either case, simply click OK. By the way, no message appears on some files, such as Microsoft Project, XPS, HTML, and, sometimes, PDF files. Back at the library, the file shows a white arrow with a green background, showing that the file is locked. Now, here comes a major difference from Office files. The next step is to download a copy of the file to your computer so you can work with it offline later. On the toolbar, further to the right, is the Download a Copy button. Click once. An information bar appears at the bottom of your window. Either save to your Downloads folder, or click the drop-down arrow to open a menu, and then select Save As. This enables you to select a specific location for the file. But, be careful, you must not change the name of the file. And now you can begin editing and saving the file locally on your computer. And, yes, you can complete this procedure from the Edit Control block. Here's how. The checkout feature is near the middle. But to find Download a Copy, you first click the arrow at Send To, and then select Download a Copy. It is completely up to you whether to use the toolbar or the Edit Control block.